Hi, and welcome to the Podmag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton, and I'm in my element here.
How fabulous.
I just can't believe it. It's new levels of professionalism.
It is, isn't it? It feels great. So, anyway, let's tell our listeners what's on today's show.
Well, we've also got some news about what's coming up. So, should we just play that? Let's put news jingle.
News jingle.
Hold on a minute. Great,
I like the news jingle. It's brilliant. Not bad for 50p. Do the news.
Okay, so the big news, of course, is the conference.
Yeah. We can't just go the big news is the conference, though. The big news is I'm getting ready for tonight's Activate session. How do I look?
You look fabulous.
I think everyone will be delighted with the effort I've made. It's online,
yeah,
it's still important to act with decorum, as I was told by the dean recently.
Yes, and I have... I've ironed my T-shirt.
Good.
Especially. Good. Not the one I've got on, obviously, because I'm keeping that for later.
But if you're not sure what to wear tonight, don't worry. I mean, a lot of people attend these OU Live sessions in their pyjamas. It's on at 8 o'clock tonight. Or if you're listening later in the week, you've missed it.
They will be a regular feature. It won't be every single Monday. There will be a few that we miss, but we'll let you know in advance. But just assume that it's every Monday for the sake of argument.
For the foreseeable future.
It's going to be great. I hope lots of people can join us tonight, because it'll be really good to have.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I remember the first one last year, and we weren't sure who was coming. And I remember we sat there and we were like, what if no one's got any ideas? And I don't know why we thought that, because we couldn't stop all the ideas. It was just incredible, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, really, really fabulous. I'm looking forward to that.
No, it's going to be great. And we'll be on top form tonight. We're saving ourselves for...
Yes, indeed. So come along and find out how to get involved in the conference. That's all you need to do. You don't need to prepare anything. You don't need to have any ideas. Just rock up and we'll tell you what's on offer. Right, fab. So let's just finish off with the news then. So we've got dates in the diary for the conference, 24th to the 26th of March 2015,
all
from the comfort of your own home. Activate session starting tonight from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock on OU Live. So come along and find out how to get involved. This is getting all very professional, isn't it?
We're very professional,
aren't
we?
Can't believe they're letting us do it again, quite frankly. But anyway,
not after the floor.
Keep going until they stop us.
I think so, until they drag us out of here. Now they've given us this
room. You seem to be managing the weekly dean meetings quite well, so I think...
Well, as part of my my improvement plan.
Yeah.
It's great. I think it is improving me. I mean, we had a chat about diet just the other day, and that was really useful, actually. And I'm eating more fruit and veg now.
Honestly, you are wasting the dean's time. Right. Okay. So, Dave, why don't you bring Emma in and...
Hold on. Didn't you say you were going to unload your wardrobe for tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to unpack. And I assume that area there is mine. Well, I was thinking if I do shoes on those two and handbags there, and then I'm going to use this notice board thing to pin all my accessories on.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to fade you out with my fader. So if you'd like to keep on talking, I'm just going to fade you out. Okay, I've been joined by Umut Erel, who is a lecturer in sociology here at the Open University, and is also a member of the Centre for Citizenship, Identities and Governance. And Umut, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the project? It's about migrant mothers. It has a much longer title, obviously, because it's academic work. It has to have a long title. Can you give us the full title?
Yes, of course. The full title is Migrant Mothers Caring for the Future, Creative Interventions into Citizenship.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. And the way that you've set your research up is actually quite interesting. And I know that a lot of students, it drives them absolutely nuts that when they get academic work, it seems that we go out of our way to use very long words, which they think is a conspiracy to confuse them. But you said that migrant mothers establish, and you call it an epistemological community. What is an epistemological community?
Yes, well, it's a community of knowledge, if you will. It's a community of understanding. What is really important to us is to say that the people about whom we develop these complex concepts also should have a say and contribute to developing knowledges. So one of the important parts of this project was that we developed a methodology of participatory theater where the mothers of lots of different backgrounds. We had some mothers of Somali backgrounds, Turkish, Kurdish, Nigerian. So really of lots of different backgrounds, came together and shared their stories by playing them out, acting them out, if you will. And oftentimes these were dilemmas, let's say, problems, you know, where they did not know the solution. For example, how to deal with a difficult teenager. By acting those scenes, the women shared the problems and dilemmas. And by playing these scenes, dilemmas, problems, issues out, the women are contributing to creating new knowledges.
I'm assuming that this knowledge they actually had, it's implicit in that they already know it. So this is just bringing to the surface that which they maybe didn't even value at all.
Absolutely. That's very, very true. We did ask the women also, you know, throughout the process, what they thought of it. We asked them to reflect about their experiences of participating in the group. And this is exactly right. You know, so many women said, well, they actually use that word. It's a way of socialization. So that's exactly what you're saying. You know, people didn't know that they had particular skills in coping, in dealing with difficult situations, but by sharing that with others, that's when they noticed both about their own knowledges, but also about others. So in that sense, it's really a process of creating collective knowledge, or, well, creating, sharing, validating. I mean, this is a very fluid process, really.
That's fabulous. Well, Uma, thanks so much for joining me this morning. I'm going to put up the website, as I say, so that people can go and have a look for themselves at the fabulous work you've been doing. It is really great. It's great that it's being done at the Open University as well. Thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Dave, for giving me the opportunity to talk and share this with our students. Thank you very much.
Ah, there we go. So what do you think of that, Dave? I've had to move some of your stuff, but I'm sure it's looking nice, isn't it?
You've thrown all my books on the floor in a big box.
Yeah, well, you don't need those. You'd never look at them.
That's not the point. When I've got them on the shelves and I have it as a backdrop, you see, and people think I'm really intelligent then.
Well, anyway, it's looking good and I've got the hairdresser coming in 5 minutes.
What do you mean you've got a hairdresser? We're in the middle of a recording here.
I've got to get ready for tonight.
I've got to talk to Jonquil.
Yeah, I've got to get ready for tonight.
But what do you mean you need a hairdresser for tonight for? It's online.
Standards, Dave.
Standards?
Yes.
Have I got to see the hairdresser?
Actually, that wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Well, I tell you what, you go off and see the hairdresser. And I was going to say, you go off and see the hairdryer. Though you probably will see a hairdryer, but it'll be a wind farm, obviously. And you go off and see the hairdresser. I'll see if I can get...
Okay, I'll see you in a while anyway.
Okay. Well, don't be too long, because we've got to finish this.
Yeah, I know.
We've got an audience out there now.
Okay, and I'll see you soon. Oh, I'll see you soon.
Well... Frankly,
she's here now, Dave. Hi, Jonquil. Yeah, no, he's just in there. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, she isn't in here at all, so don't try that old one, because I'm going to ring her.
Oh.
You're just trying to get out of the door and pretend there's someone else standing there. This is an old trick. We're supposed to be being professional, Karen.
Oh, I forgot about that. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll see you. Have fun.
All right.
But don't be more than 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm joined by Jonquil, who's on the end of a telephone line. Jonquil, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. And now, Jonquil, you're going to be a Friday thinker this week.
I am. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you normally think on a Friday?
Well, it is the end of the week, isn't it? So, but this Friday, I'm definitely going to think.
Oh, brilliant. Now then, what is going to be your question?
Okay, well... The government, you know, they have a budget in March, and they have a sort of pre-budget in, well, they call it the autumn statement, but it's actually on December the 3rd this year. So that
it's quite rather typical of the government. They can't even get the autumn statement in the autumn, isn't it?
It's weird, isn't it? But this year it was quite interesting because they actually asked the public to submit ideas of what they would like to be included in the autumn statement. So my question for Friday is, what single tax benefit or spending change do you think would contribute most to improving British life?
And was that the question that the government asked, which they want? Are they interested in improving British life?
Well, their request was much more open. So it invited people to submit original and innovative ideas to be included in the autumn statement. So usually they are looking at tax changes, benefit changes, those kind of things. And, well, I guess we all hope that politicians are interested in improving our lives, don't we?
Well, the jury's probably out on that one, isn't it? Or maybe it isn't. Let me just ask you, though, what sort of things do you think people might want to talk about? I can imagine everybody will want to spend more on, say, let's say the NHS. Everyone says we should spend more on the NHS. But it's not just a question of spending more, is it? Because it's where does the money come from?
Well, that's right. And I think it's kind of interesting because we've had the coalition government with a perhaps more and more conservative flavour as time has gone on. And the rhetoric coming from the current government is very much that it's good to tax less and to balance the books. We really have to cut public spending. But I have to say that's kind of ideological position, because surely it's part of a civilized society that you do spend public money to provide the things that people really need, like a health service, and you ensure that there is help for them for periods when perhaps they can't work, you know, for whatever reason. So maybe we just have to decide, you know, do we buy into taxes should be low, or do we want to have the kind of social support that we might perhaps expect of a civilised society?
Well, it's going to be a really fascinating Friday thinker. And thanks very much, John Quill.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, well, good luck with the Friday Thinker, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, great to talk to you.
Well, that was really nice talking to John Quill. The Friday Thinker is really worth getting involved in. If you haven't already been to the Friday Thinker page on the faculty Facebook page, go now. And the faculty Facebook page is about a lot more than the Friday Thinker. There's always activity on there, so get on there. Press the like button. If you keep pressing the like button on the on things that are put up, that will then become part of your feed. So do get on there. And also, if you could follow us at PodMag on Twitter, and you'll get information.
Oh, I'm glad I'm back, Dave. Were you just talking about my Twitter feed, at Karen Foley AU?
No, I was talking about at PodMag. Yes, it looks very good. You sure you had to disappear to have your hair done for an online session? What is it we're doing tonight?
Activate.
Right, and we're going to teach people about hairdressing.
No, none hairdressing, I've been told. Tonight's Activate session, online from 8 o'clock.
And I hope everyone else isn't spending as much time getting ready. You don't need to. You can come along. It doesn't matter what your hair looks like, because we're not going to see it. It's online. But do, if you come in, try and have some sort of microphone so we can have a chat to you. We love to chat, don't we, Karen?
Yeah.
Preferably to other people rather than each other. And it'll be great, won't it? Also, if you can't have a microphone, if you haven't got a microphone, don't let that stop you, because there's a bit like on the Student Hub Live and also the Student Connections Conference with the chat box.
Yeah.
And you can chat through there. So it's going to be really good fun.
Actually, did you know you can access it from a mobile phone or from a tablet like an iPad?
Really?
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, that's fabulous.
Absolutely. Well, so that doesn't need to stop you. You could be in the pub and drop in and say hi.
Anyway, that's all going to be happening tonight. So hopefully we'll see you tonight. We may actually see you at the Activate session. We might hear from you at PodMag, the Twitter feed, or through the email, which is
podmag@open.ac.uk.
And we'll be back next Monday with another PodMag.
Brilliant.
It's so professional.
I know. It's
I'm going to play the outro music now.
Okay.
And I'm just using my slidey controlled here, which has got outro written on it.
You've got to show me how to use that, because it does look quite cool. I bet I could do that. It does look very hard.
It's very technical.
Then I could do the show on my own.
Anyway, now what I can do, if you'd like to just tell us about what you know about psychology, I can use this control here to fade you out as I fade in the music. It can be really good.
Why on earth would you want to do that?
It's called, I looked this up in the manual, it's called a cross fade. So just start talking.
All right. So, well, I could talk about models of working memory, for example. So we have various different ideas about working memory.
The PodMag!